fasting, you know, only to see Krishna. Nothing for else. Akhanatam phalamidam naparam vidama. I don't know that what is the next another fruit of having desires. Only one and only one. And that is that sakyapasunan viveshyator vayasya bhaktam prajesa sutayo anuvenu justam jaivanititam anumartha katakshamaksham. That Krishna, when going with so many cowherd boys and so many cows, then playing on flute, who is playing? Krishna. But here he has been told that when Krishna and Baldev are going, playing on flute, they don't want to tell the name of Ram only to Krishna. But why they are telling the both names outwardly to hide their moods, that they are that Krishna is their only beloved. So they don't want to disclose these things to others. They want to hide it in their heart. You know, in India, if beauty is somewhat covered, then it is very beautiful. In Western countries, we see ladies very beautiful, but no garment here. Now, so designs. One is something here, nothing here also. Some two fingers only here and going out on the road. Naked, twice naked. This is not Indian system. What system? Beauty is somewhat covered with veil. It is more beautiful. It can attract even Krishna. So Gopi, even Dwarka, the queens, when Krishna used to come from outside, where there is mother, father, all are, they used to be some veil. And from them looking like this, no? More beauty comes. If you will tell, I love you, it means what? Your everything gone. So it should be covered. So Gopi want to cover all Gopi. They want, don't declare, they don't want to declare, oh, Krishna is my beloved, I am their beloved. So, in a hidden way, hiding their mouths and their telling. Oh, for both Krishna and Baldev. They are going to cowherd. But, more things they want. But, who is going forward? Who is going? Baldev Prabhu. He knows all these things. He is very rasik. Very rasik. He does not want to be a problem between gopis and Krishna. So knowingly, he going forward in front of cows, and he makes Krishna that he, I am not going to disturb. Oh, Krishna is playing on flute in rear. And what? Gopis are looking towards Krishna. That Krishna is taking. So, especially, there is something in this. Brajesa Sutayo. Here is plural number. Brajesa Sutayo? Plural number. So Krishna and Baldev. The meaning is that Krishna and Baldev. But here, in hidden way, Das is very good artist. And Sukhdev Goswami more. In hidden way, all things are coming. those who are very high class of devotee, rasi, they will understand all these things and they will be very happy. But they will also not disclose all these things to unqualified persons. I am telling only something hint that you should try to follow love and affection of the gopi if you want. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give these things. Now it is too late. Go Pramanandi. Tomorrow I will. I want to come more earlier, but some devotees come there, so it becomes. So you should try to come here at 4, so that I must come here at 5 or 5:15. Then I can speak something more and try to come. And hear very attentively to follow all this. From tomorrow I will not hear that, this problem and quarreling with each other. Try to give up. At least 4 or 7 days. And if you are continuing, then whole life you will be humble like trees and go Pramad.
Hare Krishna, some more devotee has requested for initiation. So whoever wants initiation, they register their name, that Vrijanath Prabhu, or Sripadaranya Maharaj, or Pundarik Prabhu, or Vrindavan Vilasanidhi and Samarani Didi. Day after tomorrow, 8:30 a.m. will be initiation again. Hare Krishna.
So they should just begin. Controlled by the anchor. This is very hard. We should not be mad. Sometimes humble and sometimes very angry. What is? We should not. Always humble. It's all right. I hear that so many devotees are there. Sometimes they are very humble, but sometimes they become like a grazed bull. Like this. And anyone who will come forward and they will
lift him up and throw.
Have you bull? You know? Don't be bull. But how a bull serves and supports like father, we should take his quality. We should never be bull. Not biting, not beating anyone, no. If you are angry and what doing?
Controlling your hair.
Yes, they should not. How to control all this? You cannot control. 2 points. Atyahara, prayas, yasya, prajal, pohni, matravati. 2 points. First and second. We can remember it, but we should try to follow. We cannot control. Out of control now. This 6 and this 6. Out of control. Only there is one process, very easy process. And what is that? Utsaha, nishya, dharya, tattat karma pravartana, sangat tyaga, satovganti, sadhana bhakti. If you are following this slope, automatically to others very easily, your mind, your tongue, your all senses will be controlled, and atyaha, prayas, chasya, prajalpa, niyamatra, all will be controlled by following this, only one. So we should know.
Usahat, Nishyat. You have to try to know and then follow. If you are not following all these things, it means that you are not following me and following Rupa Goswami and thus not following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. So you must follow.
In this verse, Srila Rupa Goswami is explaining six symptoms which must be practiced in a devotee's spiritual life. If you will observe these six
symptoms. No, they are following two. One. Bako Bail, Manasaku. No use. Twice. All will come enclosed in this automatically.
If anyone will observe the six symptoms mentioned in this verse, then Srila Rupa Goswami is giving a guarantee, Sati Bhakti Prasidyati, they must be successful in their spiritual life. The first one, Utsaha. Utsaha means enthusiasm. When one is fully engaged by body, mind and words in the service of Guru and Vaishnavas, and with not begrudgingly, not feeling, I don't want to do it, but I'm doing it anyway. Not like this. How joyfully and with eagerness both, utsuk and ulas, with joyfulness and with eagerness together, fully engaged in service of Guru and Vaishnavas, this is called utsaha, enthusiasm. This enthusiasm...
You know, Govinda, the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri, how he was doing? How? Always innocent. Always and always. So this is always. If you want bhakti, you should follow the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, you cannot follow Radha and Krishna and gopis and friends and anyone. First come, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
This enthusiasm has two sides. One side is that we should be enthusiastic to follow all the activities of angles of devotional service, Sharanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. So to be enthusiastic for this is not so difficult. But the other side of enthusiasm means that those things which are anatta, those things which are unwanted, bad habits and attachments that we have in our life, with enthusiasm we should try to leave them very far away, very far behind. It's more difficult to be enthusiastic about this.
How? There is an example. Example. If you have taken so much Mahaprasadam, and now in the night, when you are sleeping, a big motion came, very strong motion. Understand what I am saying? Motion came. And you are trying to check it, because there were no
bathroom.
You will have to go Indian bathroom.
International bathroom.
Very big, very strong motion, out just now coming.
And rain
came. And rain was there. Very cold. No umbrella. You are doing what?
Restless. Become restless. What to do?
And when? Running? Eat? No harm. You will go there. And then. This is your dear. In giving up of bed. When you give up? Man.
Then we come to the next point. Utsaha, then nishtayat. Nishtayat means confidence. Very, very firm faith in the words of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. In Shastra and from Guru and Sadhu, I have heard what is Sadhya, the goal of my life. And I have heard what is Sadhana, the method to achieve that goal.
Keep it. Tell them that I am not hearing Harikatha. Let me talk further.
Close the power. So Nishtayat means having confidence. In what thing? Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, they have told me what is the goal of life and also the method for achieving that goal. So under their guidance, I am trying to be unconditionally surrendered. I am following that sadhan. Therefore, by following this sadhan, it is absolutely certain, without any doubt whatsoever, that my sadhya, my goal, one day it must be achieved. This is called nishtaya, confidence. There's no doubt about it. What sadhan has been given? Oh, many sadhus, many Vaishnavas, many conditioned souls in the past. They applied themselves to this process under the guidance of Guru and Vaishnavas, and they were successful. So if they were successful, I must also be successful if I follow them 100%. If I try my level best to follow this instruction, I must be successful. This confidence is called nishtaya. Then, what's that nishtaya? Dhariyat. Dhariyat means patience. If one is following the path of bhakti, and there is some delay in attaining the goal of life, it may be that it's taking some time. Yet despite this delay, my utsaha, that means my confidence, and my enthusiasm, and nishtaya, confidence, they don't go down. Never. This is called dharya. There's some delay in attaining the goal, but enthusiasm and confidence, they never wane. They're always increasing and increasing. And also, dharya, patience means, while following the process of bhakti, many difficulties may come to me. But what are those difficulties? Srila Gurudev gives the example, like mosquito bites only. They're not very significant at all. If any problems come, I simply tolerate and remember the verse. Tate nukampam susamiktamalam punujana evatmakritam vipakam vipakvapuvirim sisadarnamaste jiveta yomukti padesadaivam. Oh, Krishna Chandra, everything which is happening to me is taking place by your mercy. It is like a medicine. Sometimes it may not taste so good, but anyway it's for my benefit, really. If any suffering comes to me, whose fault is this? Oh, you're not giving me trouble. Who has given me trouble? I have done it myself. It is a reaction of my own deeds. If I plant the seed of a mango tree, of a thorn tree, and then when it grows, the thorns stick in me and there are no mangoes, to whom can I complain? I cannot complain to anyone. I myself have planted the seed of a thorn tree. Now some thorns are coming and no mangoes. Whose fault is that? So in the same way, what is coming to us? We have done it to ourselves by our previous actions. Yet Krishna is so kind. He's not giving the full reaction, only giving a little token, just a little drop of what we deserve, and giving it like a medicine to help us become detached from this world. To give up the mood, I am the controller, I am the enjoyer, I am the proprietor of material things. And to inspire us to come in the line of Shuddha Bhakti. So those who have this mood in the face of all difficulties, and very patiently wait for Krishna to bestow His causeless mercy upon them, all the time giving pranam by body, mind and words to Hari, Guru and Vaishnava, that person, Jiveta Yomukti Padeh Sadaiva, then liberation, oh, not only mukti, really, real liberation in the form of serving the lotus feet of Krishna directly in one's spiritual body, in the transcendental abode, this becomes their inheritance. If your father is wealthy, then when he passes away, it is sure everything will come to you. Everything which is his will come to you. In the same way, if anyone is doing bhajan with a mood like this, called dharya, having patience and tolerance, then it is only a question of time. All the wealth and treasure of Braja Vrindavan, very high level of praying, it must come to them, there is no doubt about it. So it's called nishtaya and dharya, confidence and patience, like Haridas Thakur. The Muslim king threatened him, oh, you should give up chanting. Why are you chanting the name of the Hindu god? You are disgraced to Islam. If you don't give up chanting Hare Krishna, then there will be a very severe punishment for you. Srila Haridas Thakur said, Kanda kanda hoy daya jai jari prat tabo ami bodani nastari hari nam. My dear sir, you may cut my body into thousands and thousands of pieces and I may give up my life, but I will, this tongue will never give up chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then tatkarma pravartana. One should observe all the principles of devotional service as they have been delineated by our acharyas and in Shastra, such as Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. There 64 angas of bhajan have been described, beginning with Guru Padashaya, Diksha Guru Rasevan, Sadhana Pitta Siksha Sadhumarga Nugaman. In this way, one should take unconditional shelter of the lotus feet of a bona fide guru, receive Diksha from him, serve that guru, inquire, make submissive inquiries about Sadhana, and following the footsteps of previous acharyas, one should engage in hearing, chanting, remembering, especially Sadhu Sangha Nam Kirtan Bhagavat Srohan Vachura Vashri Matira Shrataya Sevan, five angas of bhakti which are extremely powerful. We should observe all of these things, all yam and niyam, rules and regulations, rising early in the morning, attending Mangalati, chanting Hainam, doing Tosi Purkama, wearing Tilak, chanting Anika Gaji Mantras three times a day at the correct times, not eating any bhog, only taking Mahaprasad. All these very simple rules and regulations should be observed. Then, Sangha Tyagat. Sangha Tyagat means to give up the association of Asat Sangha. Asak Sangha Tyag e Vaishnavatya Sri Sanghi Eka Sadhu Krishna Bhakta A. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what is the real behavior and symptom of a Vaishnav? They give up bad association. Two types of bad association. First of all, those who are Mayavadi. Those who think that the Absolute Truth has no form.
Mayavadi, both the body, all. Not only Mayavadi. The root of my body is Bhagdhava. So this should also be. Or accept bhakti, we should be
happy. And the other type of non-devotee, who is that? Disangi. Disangi means, or literally, anyone who will associate with a woman. But this is not one-sided.
And those who are women also to men.
This is not one-sided. Literally speaking, who will associate with women? But no. Any man who has lust for ladies, any lady who has lust for the gentleman, or they are asapsang, or they may wear tilak or anything, but we should not keep their association. They are not sincere in the path of devotional service. By their association, our character will be spoiled. So we should not take their association. So to give up the association of Mayavadi, Shunyavadi, Buddhavadi, those who are lusty, or this is called Sangat Tyag. Last thing, Chatobrite. Chatobrite means one should maintain his life in the way that previous acharyas have maintained their lives. How? Those who are Grihastha Bhakta, those who are in household life, they should follow the great Vaishnavas who were in the Grihastha Ashram, such as Shiva Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and others. And those who are Tyagi, in the renounced order, Brahmacharis and Sannyas, they should maintain their life following in the footsteps of Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and others. So these are six items which are favorable for the execution of devotional service. If anyone will very strictly observe them under the guidance of bona fide Guru and Vaishnavas, then without a doubt, all of the efforts in devotional service must be crowned with success.
The Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told
that all these instructions from top to bottom are only for Grihastha, not for renounced order, sannyasis or brahmacharis. Only for whom? Grihastha. And in Grihastha he should be perfect. And then they can be renounced. And before practicing these things, and they have left home, what will become? They are false. In renounced order, sannyasis and brahmacharis are bound for stuff. These all instructions will be stopped up to what?
The full extent.
Extent. Never to fall, never to do all these things. That they were expert in their household life, and now they are more perfect now. And they are
reflect all this. It's like Sukhdev Goswami, Narad Goswami, like Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das Goswami, are perfect in this thing. So in Grihastha, we should learn all this and we should try to be. And then to give up. So these all instructions are for Grihastha. But in renounce order, sannyasi brahmachari, that will be up to what?
Full extent. Perfect example.
Follow all these things. And then you will see that everything is controlled. Very easily you can chant and remember whole day, whole night. One thing I heard that here, that if anyone had stopped anyhow any reason for Gayatri mantra or Guru mantra for 3 days, again he will have to take initiation. And they should not continue chanting. But it is totally wrong. Totally wrong. Anyhow, if he is admitted in hospital and he is operated, it took almost 3 months and he was not able to chant and remember. Even he cannot chant, what he should do? Then he should again go to Gurudev and tell him, you should initiate again me and then everything. Never. When he is able, after 3 days, 4 days, 1 month, again he will do. Nothing to take new initiation or anything. Have you heard this? Where from? I want to cut it. Don't tell. Have I told? Ever?
What?
Sith Maharaj. You should know me. For all Siddhant. Any book, any Ved, Upanishad, Shastra.
Someone neglects the mantra willingly they are stopping not to chant.
So they will give up not to tell any. But if inspired again, they can. No harm. In Gita it has been told, Jaksa Sarve Samarambha Na Pastavayo No Vidyate Salpaksa Pastavayo Mahato Bhaya. If any man was first of was very much inspired. And he took Guru Mantra and everything. And he is chanting, remembering, chanting always Krishna. But after some time he became weak and he left chanting. What harm will be? Any harm? Always gain and gain. If he will stop and not making any offense in the Vaishnava, or all these things, the 10 times of Namaskara. Then, again he can chant. And he told, no prayaschitta.
No atonement.
No atonement. Nothing that he should do fire sacrifice and beat and die. He can repent, this is it. I have done wrong. This should come out in his mind. And if he has done any aparat to anyone, he should go and beg.
Pardon.
Please excuse me. I have done wrong to you. That's what. And he says, tell like this. Arnare ba, like Jagai Madhai. like when he was liberated from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, he promised like this, I'm promising that in future I will not be aggressive like this, or I will not do anything wrong. I will never be.